And if you're sharing your gift and not keeping it to yourself, and you're letting the world see the gift that God has blessed you with. And we're going to leave everyone today with this last song, God Is For Real, by Christian Matthews. Thank you guys for coming in. And you guys are from Mamou, Louisiana, right?
Mamou, Louisiana.
You want to give a shout out to any of your friends, Christian?
I want to give a shout out to my teachers. And I want them to buy my CD because we've been arguing back and forth. We're trying to make deals here, trying to buy my CD. And shout out to all my friends, especially Tierney Thomas, because she wanted me to shout out. So.
That's Christian Matthews. And that's it for Featured Artist Tuesday for today with Christian Matthews. Thank you guys for coming in all the way from Mamou this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
God bless.
Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Now, sometimes people forget when they get in life's battles, they forget about the fact that they have a helper. Now, you can use a helper or you can send the helper away. How many of you had somebody want to help you and you say, that's all right, I got it. And you did in your own strength. Well, you know, if you'd have let somebody help you, you wouldn't have to work so hard. Now, the Holy Spirit, he's the helper of all helpers. But the helper, I'm going to call him that, but the comforter, who is the Holy Spirit. All right, let's go on down a little bit more. He talked about loving him again. If you love me, keep my commandments. And then he said he's going to reveal himself to you. That's his presence. He said, me and the Father are going to come to you and reveal ourselves to you. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you don't love me, you ain't going to obey me. So, your obedience is the mark of your love for God. If you really love Jesus, then you're really going to follow the word. I remember one day I was telling the Lord over and over, Lord, I love you, Jesus. Jesus, I sure do love you. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. And then he asked me a question. He said, are you keeping my word? He caused me to examine myself. Am I walking in obedience? Has he asked me to do anything that I'm not doing? Or have he revealed scriptures to me that I'm not putting into practice? Now, I could say at that moment, I say, Lord, to the best of my knowledge, I don't know no area that I'm in disobedience. And that was fine with him. He just wanted me to check. So every time I tell him, almost every time I say, Lord, I love you, I always think, am I walking in obedience? Because if I ain't walking in obedience, he will call me a liar to my face in love. Say, you're not telling the truth. I mean, you know, he'll tell you the truth. Yeah, he'll correct you if you're wrong. He ain't going to sugarcoat it. Amen. So we all have to make sure that we're walking in the light that he has revealed to us. So you can't persist in sinful behavior and then get on your knees and say, Lord, I love you, because he's going to say, no, you don't. You can't fool him. You might want to love him, but you have to obey. He said, if a man love me, he'll keep my words, point blank. He said, my Father will love him, And we will come to him and make our abode with him. So you got the Father, Son, Holy Spirit living right in you. And Jesus begins to reveal himself to you in a way that's very personal. And there's lots of ways he can do that to let you know he's with you. Amen. How many of you, he let you know he's with you today already? You see that? You know what I'm talking about. He already let you know today, hey, I'm with you. Even if you mess up, he ain't going to leave. You know, the Holy Spirit ain't fickle. He is a gentleman, but he ain't fickle. He ain't like a scaredy cat. Every time you do something wrong, he run off and hide. No, he stay right there working with you. Amen. All right, now look at verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Now he made it real plain who he's talking about. But the Comforter, I'm going to say, but the Helper, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Father going to send him in Jesus' name, in Jesus' place. He should teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. So now I got a helper, amen, who's going to teach me how to live by faith. He's going to teach me how to walk in love. He's going to teach me how to exercise patience. He's going to teach me how to overcome. He's going to teach me how to let good overcome evil. Whatever it is that I'm learning, he's going to teach me how to walk in humility. He's going to teach me how to do the greater works. He's going to show me things to come. Look at John chapter 16. Look at verse number 13. Jesus said, but when he, the Spirit of truth, that's the helper, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He will guide. So I see the helper is there to guide me. He's there to teach me. He's there to remind me of things. How many of you ever been reminded of things by the Holy Ghost? Yes. Have you ever reminded you of something he told you? Yes. Sure, he reminds you. You know, sometimes he say, now do this, and you'll forget. And he'll come right back and remind you about it. Say, now, wait a minute, go do this now. He reminds you of what the instruction is that God's given to you. So he's going to guide me. He's going to work with me. He's going to teach me, going to show me. He says, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. So now I know he's going to talk to me. With just packed in by people, and he can be talking to you and nobody else can hear what he's saying. He has a way to communicate with you that the world can't understand. Because if you go out there and say the Lord talked to you, they're going to make a spectacle out of you. Y'all remember that time Pat Robertson said that God speaks to him? Oh man, they blasted him on the evening news. This man say God talked to him. Well, Christians shouldn't be making fun of that, because if you're a believer, he talked to you. You should have been saying, yeah, I agree with him. God talked to me all the time. But see, we don't want to be that bold, because then people be like, you crazy too? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. What's that? Yeah. Well, if you hear his voice, then he must have something to say. Yeah. Right? Yeah. You hear the devil talking to you. People get in court and say, the devil made me do it. And people say, you know, the devil talked to him. They believe in the devil. Believe the devil got a voice. People do stuff in the name of the devil. They say, yeah, the devil got in them. People believe in that, because sometimes they know the devil getting them. So he said he's going to speak whatever he hears. So he's going to talk to you. Now, this is a helper now. This is all a part of your help package. He will show you things to come. Yeah. So you don't need to go to a palm reader. You don't need to sit down there with a deck of cards. You know, you ain't got to go to Madam X or Madam Y, Madam Z.
That's right.
Madam or Malcolm. You got to go to neither one of them. Madam Malcolm. You ain't got to do all that. Listen, you have a helper. He'll show you what you need to know about the future when you need to know it. I've had God show me things to come, and they come to pass just like he says. That's how he helps you. That's how he keeps you on course. Sometimes if you're wondering if you're going in the right path, he'll show you something that's up ahead and walk you right into it or walk you right through it. He will show you things to come. He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. That means he's going to give you revelation of supernatural, spiritual things. He's going to disclose things to you. He will take what's mine. Jesus said, he's going to take what belongs to me and reveal it to you. That's all about your inheritance of what you have because you're in the family. He said, the Holy Spirit is going to take what's mine and it's going to show it to you. All things that the Father hath to mine, therefore said I that he shall take of mine, shall show it to you. He shall glorify me. So all of his work in your life is to point you to Jesus Christ, is to point you to a stronger, healthier relationship with Christ. He glorifies Jesus. He don't glorify men. He uses men for God's glory. How many want to be used for his glory? Amen. But we don't want him to glorify us. I'm not in this to be glorified. I'm in here to glorify Jesus. My job is to glorify him. My job is to point you to Jesus. My job is to connect you to Jesus, not to connect you to me. I'm not supposed to be your crutch. You're supposed to go to Jesus. My job is connecting you to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he's your savior. He's your deliverer. And then when you get to him, then he'll tell you about the Holy Spirit. He said, now I left a helper for you. I sent a helper for you. I said, you know, Father sent a helper in my name. Somebody going to help you through life. Now don't forget that you have a helper in life. Amen. You have somebody helping you no matter what situation you find yourself in. God will help you. Now, if he don't help you, then something wrong. If he's not guiding you, teaching you, leading you, showing you, revealing things to you, helping you through life, then he's not doing what Jesus said he was going to do. Then Jesus lied. And how many know Jesus didn't lie? No, he didn't lie. The Holy Spirit is doing just what Jesus told him to do, or just what he's been assigned to do. What his mission is in this dispensation is to empower you and to anoint you, amen, to do the greater works and to do what's pleasing to God and to help you through life struggles. Amen. The Holy Spirit is your partner. The word paraclete means one called alongside to help. Now, that's why you just can't lay back and ask him to do everything. Some people think the Holy Spirit is the doer. Well, some think he do what we can't do, but he's there to help us. That means that many times when you're praying and you need help with something, then he'll give you an instruction that involves you to do something. But he's supplying the grace, he's supplying the power, he's supplying the wisdom, he's giving you everything you need to do it. He's your helper. He's your counselor. Amen. Have you ever looked at the Holy Spirit as being your counselor and say, Holy Spirit, Jesus said you would counsel me. I need some instruction right now. I need you to help me with this problem. Tell me what to do. Show me what I'm supposed to do in this situation. You're my counselor. You're my helper. And I need help. And the Lord knew that I was going to need some help. That's why he assigned you to me.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host,